You've all been in that situation where you've done something and then immediately after you thought to yourself, I don't really even know why I did that. I did this when I was younger.
On March 30th, Carmel High's Officer Chef held a pre-spring break-style mini-convocation in which he was the main speaker. He talked to students attending about having a strategy to have fun without regret while utilizing this new knowledge about the decision-making process of teenagers. Students learned about their brains, more specifically a part called the amygdala, which takes over the entire thought process in times of excitement or fear and prompts people to take chances and make decisions that may be more exciting but less rational. Officer Chef states that throughout people's lives, this is the only part of the brain constantly working.
You actually truly only have a very small portion of your brain that functions on a regular basis right now. I know, I'm not trying to be offensive with that. I'm just trying to be truthful with you.
Chef also mentioned that the frontal lobe, the part of the brain that controls the logical thought process, does not fully develop until the age of 25, which impairs the decision-making process of everyone under that age. The students there thought that learning this information could be helpful to their peers and the convocation could guide them into making the right decisions.
Sometimes some people don't realize what they do is dangerous, so they need someone to guide them a little bit.
The convocation was concluded with the idea that students can take control over their lives and decisions. Carmel High librarian Mrs. Ramos states that this idea is what she most appreciates and wishes for students to take away.
It's extremely important, especially heading into spring break, but at all times, and just as Officer DJ Chef said, that it gives kids the power to decide what they want for themselves. And that, it extends even beyond this issue of drugs and alcohol use. It extends into everything. Advocating for oneself in all ways, all the time.
Officer Chef ended the meeting with the statement, "I give you permission to have control over your own lives," talking to the audience there. Though students may not always make the best decisions, he hopes that they will be able to benefit themselves through learning experiences in the end. For WHJE, this has been Phoebe Kane. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.